Some jobs men do are inherently sexy. No matter what the guy looks like, some folks get their panties all wet when they discover he's a fireman or a doctor. For others, what turns them on most in a man is that he has a J-O-B at all. Am I right, ladies?
Today, the very funny Meredith Ketchel joins us to take a look at which guys have the sexiest jobs, turning a profession into a pickup line, and do we find these jobs really sexy, or is it just because hot guys play them on TV?
Join us for this and all the large and juicy news. OMG, Rebecca Martinson, the rabid sorority sister's angry letter explodes on the internet.
Taking the fraternité in liberté, égalité, and fraternité to a whole new level, France legalizes marriage and adoption égalité.
Are those 53 King Cobras in your car, or are you just really happy to see me?
Alaska gives Jinx a run for her Monty Hunty.
Halle Berry's looking busted in the new X-Men movie.
And the U.S. Poison Control Center is urging people to not take the Cinnamon Challenge. It will mess you up.
I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun. I got one thing to say. You better work. Today's show is all about sexy jobs.
But not RuPaul's Drag Race, right?
You know, some people think that being a drag queen is a sexy job.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I read about that.
There's those chasers.
They're chasers,
they want
yeah.
some tits on their back when they're getting pounded.
I read on the internet, it was a sex column or something, where a guy wrote in, he was like, my friend just keeps fucking all these trannies, but they look like dudes. And the response was like, yeah, no, there are people out there who like the trannies.
Yeah,
like,
there are absolutely, without
like
a doubt.
Just like dudes.
That insightful. That's so insightful.
It is so insightful, isn't it?
But so very insightful.
But actually, when you think about sexy jobs, it's when it comes to men's jobs, you know.
There's tons of them, man.
You know, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Mad Men.
Mad Men? Like yeah. ad executive?
Yeah.
A like, powerful man.
For sure. Powerful man. Who's like, going
to
cheat on me?
Are you doing like the throwback to the 60s era? Like what Mad Men is? Or like nowadays?
Oh, no. Throwback. For sure. Nobody wants like a douche nozzle that hangs out. Fucking John Barleycorns.
They were the douche nozzle of the days, though, weren't they?
Otherwise, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind is like construction worker with jackhammer.
Oh, yeah.
I know that's real cliche, but...
This is the weirdest thing.
Sexy.
One of our listeners actually just messaged me on Facebook, on our Facebook wall, mm-hmm. and he said that a lot of oil rig workers don't get paid very much, and that they actually, a lot of them who have really good bodies, do moonlight as sex workers and strippers and dancers in order to make ends meet. So when you actually see a sexy construction worker, he's probably... a hooker as well.
So every time I see one, I can just yell, he works hard for the money! And he'll just keep doing what he's supposed to be
he'll
doing.
Just be like doing
for the right
back
price,
and forth,
yeah.
Like
you
a
know.
Really bad 80s.
For the right price, hunty, anybody will treat you right.
The sexiest job has got to be a porn star, though. Come on. I mean, you actually have sex as part of your job.
It leaves like nothing to the imagination. Like when I see like a strong guy working outside, for example, hipster landscaper. I don't know if you guys. Yeah, my boyfriend. It's the idea of like them picking up things and throwing you around instead of like actually seeing how they fuck. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, you figure if he can deal with manure, he can deal with fucking you.
Yeah, exactly. And my pussy smells like shit.
He can deal with your bullshit. This is really fun to talk about, you know.
Yeah, no, totally.
But I think for you, Meredith, anything with the word hipster thrown in there, like mm-hmm. hipster bowling alley attendant.
Yes.
Hipster astronaut.
I have dated one of those.
A hipster astronaut.
He was a space cadet, though.
Oh.
Ew.
So one
you
blog.
You like to ride his rocket, I'm sure.
Boom.
One blog called Way of the Playa. Did an informal survey of their readers and asked them what was their sexiest jobs that they thought male professions. And interestingly enough, another blog's confirmed this, and is that people think astronauts are the hottest profession
what?
Of all of them. Yeah.
No way. I've never seen a sexy astronaut.
Well, you know those
except for Sally Ride.
Old Spice or those what is it, deodorant ads? Now they're using astronauts. You know, before they used to have race car drivers for shaving ads. Now they, and they, then they did the Air Force, and now they're astronauts.
Okay, you just named three things I think are so douchey.
It's like, oh, I like space. I drive cars. Look at me. I fly a plane.
I mean, the thing about why astronauts being so sexy, though, it's because, you know, they wear those uniforms. You don't really see anything.
Exactly. You
know, maybe they're thinking, like, in their mind, they have, like, a Farscape or a Star Trek kind of fantasy, and that's what they think of as an astronaut.
Well, when you look into the mainstream, a lot of people still idolize, you know, they think that astronauts are the right stuff because he has a job, he has a good body,
he's all American,
and he can eat your shitty cooking that's basically dehydrated food in space.
And he likes to pee into bags.
Yeah.
Which, you know, first thing that's on my OKCupid profile, do you pee in a bag? Good.
Wonderful.
Message me if.
Are you an astronaut? Oh, why don't you hop around your rocket and take me to Uranus?
Oh, I get what you did there. Those were space puns.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about these jobs, and at the end, the challenge is to Mae West turn it into a sexual pickup line.
Okay, so basically anything where a man is exerting himself physically. Yeah. We all like that.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know, like, there are some sexy, like, science dudes. I like the idea of, like, a teacher or...
Well, that's
professor.
What an astronaut is, you know, so somebody who knows a lot about math and science.
Sure.
And has six-pack abs. Yeah.
And can fly.
And can fly, like a pilot. Because, like, a pilot's also one of the ones, like, on the top of the list, too, for sexy people. But, like, whenever I ride on a plane, it's very rare that I'm turned on by the pilot. Because I always look at the pilot because I'm just like, stewardess out of the way. What? Oh,
you look
again.
To see if he's hot. I'm looking to see if he's drunk or like if he slept the night before. Fuck
pilots
that.
Are never.
No, they're always old dumpy guys.
They're dumpy guys who have broken spirits.
Yeah, I feel like they're all named Don. Like, ugh. No,
they couldn't hack it in the Air Force. And now my uncle actually was a commercial airplane pilot for many,
the gay
many years. That, well, we don't know if he's gay or not, but
because it was, so I asked my flight attendant friends, I'm just like, you know, because we were talking about pilots, he's like, they're never cute. They're never cute and they're never gay.
Flight attendants
often
though,
very
often
cute.
Very cute, regardless of gender.
But not on the list. But not on the list for sexy because it's thought of as an emasculated kind of
job. It's too feminine.
It's too feminine.
My boyfriend is going back to school to become a nurse. I can't.
There are
even
some sexy motherfucking nurses, though, I gotta tell you. The guy that took care of my father in the VA hospital in Pittsburgh was built and handsome. It was
really?
Like my dad's sitting there dying, and I kept like looking at him, going, oh my God, he's gorgeous.
Okay, the scrubs did everything for him then?
Yes.
Yeah, it looked good.
Excuse me, nurse. I need my temperature taken again. Anally.
That's what little babies say.
Well, I think pilots probably have like a reputation for being sexy because you think of like maybe a movie like Top Gun with Tom Cruise and so stars, attractive stars playing these roles.
You can ride my tail anytime, Maverick.
Do you guys like race car guys? Like
no, I don't think the thing about a race car driver, and maybe I still don't get it. It's not you're driving.
It's not a sport.
It's like being a bus driver.
We're going to turn to the left a little bit.
Now, there's this guy who works out at our gym who's a cab driver, and he's the fucking hottest cab driver.
Oh, I've had hot cab drivers.
You have ever seen.
He says gay guys often offer him like sex instead of like paying the bill.
Really?
I'm like, really?
And
I'm
nice.
Like, and so I asked him, like, have you ever accepted? And he just kind of shrugged his shoulders, meaning he
no.
has.
No.
Filthy.
Maybe. Maybe. So pilot, give me your best Mae West.
Oh, my best Mae. I can't outdo your best Mae West.
Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a pilot. Let me see your cockpit.
Ah!
Let me fill your
so
cockpit.
You're so good!
Oh, I know you'd like to fly the friendly skies.
See, you're just great at these entendres. I feel like if I did it, I would just be like, hey, just jump on my... They have a high rate of suicide in that business. Like,
real sexy.
That's so not good at
this. It's not fair because actually we just taped a show about pilots and air, you know, flight attendants in the flight industry. Mm-hmm. So we made all those jokes on that show.
Okay. So I should prepare for next
one. So next one is the guy, who, you know, the subject of one of our most favorite television shows, Chicago Fire, Fireman, with starring Taylor Kinney. Is considered a sexy
Lady
job.
Lady Gaga's boyfriend.
Very sexy job.
I was so sexy they put on calendars.
Yeah. I dated a fireman. for a
I
short
worked
while.
With a guy who was trying to, his father, his uncle was a fireman and he was trying to get on the force. He eventually got on it and he was super sexy. He was smoking hot. He
loves to brag that he's 3% body fat and oh, he's so beautiful. Oh, it's terrible.
See, they're nice when they're young because they, you know, they're fit. They have to be in shape in order to get the job.
They get old and grow a mustache and everything goes to hell.
Yeah, it's the same with cops, you know?
Yeah, true.
I wonder what
I feel like cops
that.
Shave their heads.
You know what
first.
It is about firemen is because they sit around and wait for shit to happen. Like they gotta, you know, and so they're just kind of bored.
Well, but see, police officers sit around and wait for shit to happen, mm-hmm.
but in
and
cars.
They get out of shape in cars. Firemen get to work out, and so on the average, firemen are much better shaped than most of these sit around and wait professionals.
I think it's also too is because they're handling that big hose is a real turn on, and then a lot of people are turned on by fire.
Ooh,
you know,
ooh, you
that
guys,
pyrosexual.
I want to use your big hose. Did I do it right?
Yay!
Oh. No, you're right.
You
though.
I've got
this
a fire
one.
In my crotch.
Those things are really heavy. I remember they let us hold one in mm-hmm. middle school, grade school, something like that. They're terrible.
I love ding, a man ding, who ding. Can throw me off his shoulder and rescue me. Oh.
I've got a pussy that needs rescuing.
Oh,
it's not in a tree. It's between my legs.
Yes.
Ew. Ew.
Carpenter? Jesus was a carpenter?
Yeah, carpenters, for sure. Anyone who works with wood. Again, just physical... physical things.
I think too is like especially if there's somebody when somebody comes into your home to do work because your home is like an intimate space.
Yeah,
it automatically qualifies them in that sexy zone.
Plus, you know your house really well, and you can know all those spaces to sneak and watch them.
I'm watching you.
Large appliance delivery. Driver or installer is not, you know, we've had a microwave oven installed and a dishwasher installed here since we've lived in this apartment, and both of the guys who came in were not sexy to me. Well, hold on a second, then we had to actually have somebody come in and fix the dishwasher and he was hot.
Okay.
So
it
can happen, but it's not likely to happen.
Yeah, my contractor's like 65. His name's Bob.
When do we get hammered and you can nail me sometime?
God, you're so good at this.
It helps to actually have written them ahead of time.
Damn it. Oh, that's what
we
helps.
Have writers.
Carpenter, huh?
These
let's
are,
lay
you know,
some wood.
Shout out to all our writers who've done this and people who have actually helped us with the show. Plastic surgeon. I don't think a plastic surgeon is
no.
sexy.
You know what it is? I think it's because that TV show Nip Tuck was on and that guy was a sexy actor. And so he played
I
that
immediately
role.
Thought of Dr. Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, that guy.
That
freakish.
Guy is like immediately who I go to. He's just like, I like karate. I like my weird wife. Like, ugh. No,
but a lot
like
of women
him.
Actually fantasize about dating a plastic surgeon so they can get the breast augmentation or reduction or facelift for free.
I don't know. If you're thinking about somebody's like career as just a benefit to you instead of just like them being
sexy.
A little bit sexy or good at something. Then
well, if you could have plastic surgery, what would you have done?
I'd get my little double chin removed.
What double chin?
I have like a little soft chin.
Oh, hunty. Mm-hmm. Hunty.
You just gotta do, listen, more breasts. Cardio and just eat clean,
I've
eat
always
healthy,
had it.
And just don't eat so much.
What size breasts would you get?
C's.
Not D's?
No. Too big on my frame.
In drag, when I'm in drag, I have D's and it does get in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not pleasant.
I just go up a cup size. It sounds good.
Mark has a really good Mae West for this one. Lifeguard.
That took
I forgot what it was. It was like, oh, I need.
I can do it. For
I need a little CPR, a little cock pounding. I forget what the other one was. I don't know.
It was yours.
Cock
it was
pounding, rectum,
reach around.
Ram,
oh, and reach around.
Yeah,
cock pounding and reach around.
Cock, penis, and reach around.
CPR, baby.
I'm confused. Are those things that you'll be doing together?
We're supposed to talk about it first, and then we can do the show.
But that was too good to wait.
So I have time to lubricate it into my mind.
Boom! Guys, we're done here. That was perfect.
My dad was an architect.
Ooh.
So, you know, and everybody thinks that architects are very sexy, but, you know, there's not that many architects around anymore because so much stuff is being moved to like computers or companies. And
so you're talking about just like a drafting architect.
Yeah. The old fashioned Mike Brady and the Brady Bunch, you know, the father.
Yeah.
Where he had papers. And
yeah. That's a job that's kind of becoming extinct.
So you're kind of just like sitting on a computer most of the time doing 3D rendering.
That's pretty much any job anymore. Yeah. I mean, we all do it at ours.
I never thought of Mike Brady as being very sexy though.
Yeah, no. Well, some women do, you know.
Somebody and guys, did. Obviously, because, you know, he was gay in real life.
He died of AIDS.
He did. He did a PSA on it, didn't he, before he died?
Yeah.
I feel like he did, yeah.
Use a condom.
Horrible.
Okay, here, where's your Mae West?
Let's see if we can erect something.
Hey. Yeah, that's good. That's
throw
good.
Me on your drafting table and... put your blueprint. What is that?
Your blue balls?
Your blue balls or your blueprints?
Blueprints doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. No. I'm trying.
We'll workshop that one. We'll work.
Yeah, work on that one. Bartender.
Oh yeah, definitely.
The thing about a bartender, why he's sexy, is because you got him trapped. Because he's behind that bar.
He's like behind the bar, and he has to pay attention to you.
Yeah.
Because he wants your money.
Because he's like a stripper with clothes on. Unless you're in a gay bar, then he doesn't have clothes on.
Normally, no. And that's also super wonderful.
That's also very hot.
Mark, you actually worked as a bartender in a straight bar for many years, and you would actually tell people that were gay that you were not gay, or you would stay in the closet. Why?
I wouldn't stay in the closet necessarily. I just wouldn't necessarily bring it up.
Right.
Because if you're waiting on two gay guys, a lot of times they're boyfriends, and they're like, one of them will get jealous.
Yeah.
And if you're to be honest with you, if you're a gay person working in a straight establishment and gay people come in, I feel as though they don't tip you as well if they know you're gay than if you're straight.
Why?
Because with a straight guy, they kind of like want to like show like I'm a dude and I appreciate you and here's money. I have influence and whatever. But if you're gay, they're just like, oh, he's just one of us, so I don't need to tip him as much.
Oh.
It's really kind of
weird.
I don't know, you know, I haven't worked in the industry in about 5 years now, I think is what it's been. So maybe it's changed.
I really doubt it. Pretty much nothing ever changes.
But I think that's part of the internalized homophobia.
Definitely.
That you know, especially gay men don't value themselves enough. Mm-hmm. And so when they see other people reflecting in the jobs, like they expect the other gay person basically to do the job for free. You know, and it comes to, you know, even when we do this podcast, like other gay men expect us to do this podcast for free, which is really crazy, I think. But
it's on the internet. So people have this expectation that everything on the internet's for free. Because, you know, because YouTube's for free, basically.
And actually, YouTube isn't free now. It's like shoved with so many ads. It's kind of annoying.
Right.
Whereas we're ad free. Except for our t-shirt, which you can buy at feastofun.com/store.
Hunty?
Hunty.
Yay!
Get it right now, hunties.
I want one.
It's made by our own hands. These are handmade t-shirts.
I am looking. Yeah, I can see the silk screen right now.
And it makes your tits look good.
That is very important. Man or woman, you want your titties to look
makes
great.
You look
make
like,
them pop.
Like because I like it because it looks like collegiate. So it looks like you went to college.
I went to college for hunties.
Hunty school. What's hunty?
That's less embarrassing than saying I went to art school.
It is.
The library is open, honey. It starts. Time to start reading. Okay.
Okay.
Lawyers, I don't think are sexy jobs at all. I don't know. What do you think? Lawyers are sexy?
No. I worked in a law office.
Well, again, I think a lot of these are influenced by television shows. Like if you look at like you know there's Private Practice, they all have like these lead actors that are like amazingly handsome.
Yeah, that is not what lawyers look like.
One of our listeners is a sexy lawyer, though.
Which one?
Ryan Alvarez.
Oh my God, he's a sexy, sexy lawyer. Yes.
Slick back hair, pinstripe suit, big shoulder pads, very 80s.
He has a nice LAPD blues. I saw through his pants, like, because I have x-ray vision, he has a nice ass.
I was wrong.
And the thing about, like, a lot of lawyers, they're heavy drinkers.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, yes.
That is very true.
So they know how to party and have a good time.
Which I love, so I can flirt with the lawyer and the bartender at the same time. I'm benefiting both ways.
And when you get kicked out of the bar, the lawyer can get you out of prison. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or jail.
Well, when you get kicked out of a bar, you don't necessarily just go to jail.
When you get kicked out of a bar...
I've only been kicked out of 10 bars!
Have you? I've never been kicked out of
never
a bar.
Never been kicked out of a bar.
I was told by somebody in a bar that I shouldn't be in that bar. And you know what's weird? I never went back to that bar.
Ooh.
Oh, we forgot to do the sexual innuendo for bartender.
Oh, what is it?
Fix me a cocktail.
Cocktail? How about sex on the beach?
There we go. Yeah.
Forget about the beach. Let's just go for the sex.
And the buttery nipple. I'm getting it.
You got
I'm
it.
Getting okay. it. I'm getting it.
A lawyer.
How about an orgasm?
Damn it.
Oh, I have
those
some
good,
papers
though.
You need to file.
And also a
not
Jersey
sexy.
Turnpike. No.
Not sexy. No. What would a lawyer do? You just like, huh?
You're going to have to sue me for sexual harassment.
I like a twist of lime in my Bud Light.
No.
No. You know, lime's really good in harp. You ever get a harp with a lime?
I that's never really get a harp.
Oh, it's try it with a lime. Yeah. You'll be like, this is fucking good. Mark rocks.
That's lime. What I will think. Mark is wonderful.
Citrus is good and be like, in any beer.
I just had a harp with a lime, and it's really good, and JoJo likes it too.
Citrus is good in any beer, people. Yeah. So Mark's that's not, a rocket Guinness. Scientist. What?
I don't think it's good in a Guinness.
Well, Guinness is chocolatey and
but there's
weird.
Some it's better than others.
In know? Light beers or, you know, light-colored beers, most of the time, citrus is going to be good. Mm-hmm. Doctor, this is what your mom wants you to marry.
Mm-hmm. I go sexy doctor, yeah.
For sure, sexy doctor. Mm-hmm.
I think nurses male nurses sexier than doctors or doctors?
Doctors get stodgy really quick. They're like cops and firemen.
Yeah.
They get very like wrapped up in their jobs because they're saving lives. Mm. Unless they're like a dermatologist, in which case, you know, marry them.
I like, you know, physical rehabilitation, physicians or doctors. They're usually in great shape.
You. Is a chiropractor a doctor?
Technically, yeah.
I think you just get that in like a weekend school.
Because I gotta say, Fausto's chiropractor is really fucking sexy. I've gone to him before when I had a problem, and it was just like the way he just like holds you and pushes on you and moves you. You're just like, ugh.
Yeah, you can crack my back anytime.
My roommate cracks my back.
Oh really?
Pull out your stethoscope, doctor. I think my heart beats faster when I'm around you.
Oh,
that was sweet.
Let's play doctor together.
Oh, let me
what's next? What's next?
That's well, it? We asked our listeners, and Brett Phillips says, "I have a fetish for high-rise window washers. Also, I used to be really turned on by Jimmy John's delivery guys, but Jimmy John's has really slipped in the hotness of their employees lately."
I have a bunch of friends that work for Jimmy John's that are not going to be happy to hear that. I get that, like, low-level kind of, like, the same thing. You're just working out
bike
all day.
Messenger guys.
And, yeah, and you're doing something dangerous.
Pizza delivery guys.
Mm. There's one in the neighborhood who's really hot.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Rita writes, UPS guys, but only for the shorts.
Yeah.
They used to be real short shorts, I think. Like when I was a kid in the 70s, I feel like they weren't like to the knees short.
They're
I think they were
still
like short.
Pretty short. They're above the knee.
Hot.
Yeah.
Paul Gabriel or Gabriel Paul, he says talk show host, meaning
that is so sweet. Pearl.
You're still not going to get a free Hunty t-shirt. You have to buy one. Kurt Scott Gaetano. Oh, there, here we go. He is a rough. The photo that you guys posted is of Gaetano. He's a roughneck on a rig, which usually involves being a male sex worker. I work in the oil fields myself, and some of those truck drivers we contract. Damn.
Mm. Renee Campbell says, "Chef, even though a lot of chefs smoke, which is gross, I do love a guy who can cook. Also, librarians can be hot, especially if they wear a good sweater."
Oh, yes. Ooh. Libraries are really good places to have sex.
Are they?
What?
Yes, they are, because there's lots of empty rooms and bathrooms and
places.
And a lot of college students.
You can hear
students.
People coming because it's so quiet.
Oh, that's a good point. But also, people are sneaking around.
Yeah. They're sneaking around. And, you know, so actually, at University of Texas at Austin, at the, what is it? Not the Perry Castaneda Library, the main one in the mall. And people who live in Austin can attest to this. In the 1980s and 90s, it was very common to hang out in the gay book section to pick up other people and then take them to the bathrooms to have sex. That was a thing.
Oh yeah. And even like unabridged bookstores here on Broadway, we had a listener who said he was in there looking at books, and he had our current mayor checking out certain books and giving him the eye like, let's get it on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a story I heard. I said, and so why didn't you get it on? He's like, I don't know.
Honey, you could have saved the comrade.
Because he's teeny tiny.
Is he? Yeah, yeah, but he's built.
He's a little man.
He's built. He runs. He does yoga. He does ballet. He's got it. So
I want to do a big shout out to Ross Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
How about a job is military or soldier?
I dated an army guy.
You know, Annie Lennox said, don't mess with a military man, but I say, go ahead and mess with him. Ross Johnson said to us, I just been deployed to Afghanistan right now, and I found an awesome group of gay guys who get together every Friday night and eat. Get a little shout out for our KAF corner, my happy little homo family away from my family. Well, Ross Johnson, and to the good boys and women in Afghanistan who are serving our country. Hey.
Say stay.
Hold on a second.
Stay safe.
Be safe.
You guys are fighting for our ability to get drunk in the middle of the afternoon, apparently.
Hi
to you all.
Hi.
So Ross, shout out to Ross Johnson.
Hi.
I want to do a shout out to Nathaniel Flowers for the lovely donation he gave us. Thank you, Nathaniel.
Thank you, Nathaniel.
There was another donation. Mm. I'll do that on tomorrow's show.
Okay.
Okay.
So the big news of the day is France has legalized gay marriage. The French parliament has approved a bill legalizing gay marriage and adoption for same-sex couples in its final vote.
Wonderful.
Vive la France. It's the 14th country to legalize gay marriage. Hopefully, and I think Rhode Island is also working on it too. So
maybe
Delaware. And so hopefully the United States will be next. We'll see.
You sound like Sally Struthers or one of Alaska and Puerto Rico.
I forgot about those ads. But you know, they had some like pretty violent demonstrations. They bust in people from like the suburbs and the countryside of France. They said there was like over like hundreds of thousands of people came out to protest against it.
Good for them. You know.
Sorry, suckers.
They're trying.
The internet has had a huge turnaround in support of Alaska Thunderfuck versus Jinx Monsoon to be the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you guys have been following, but Drag Race has their own official Tumblr wall. And as of the taping of the show, Jinx had 42,000 retweets or reblogs mm-hmm. of support, whereas Alaska had 38,000.
So that's only a difference of 4,000.
400.
400.
Yes.
Oh.
3,800, I'm sorry. 3,800 versus 41 or so.
Well, if everybody listening to the show right now goes and reblogs Alaska's, Alaska could win.
Do we want Alaska to win versus Jinx? I feel like it's such a traitor.
A turncoat? Well, first of all, I have to say is like we've had a long relationship with Sharon and Alaska longer than we have with Jinx. And I just think that there are two queens that are very much alike, but they're also different in so many ways. And I just think that Alaska's looks are really intense and really good. And that's kind of what you want from a drag queen. But also, too, is she has a fierceness that you just don't see in Jinx. So it's like I'm torn.
And I'm ready to move forward to this whole it gets better victim culture that's kind of cropping up around Jinx. I think Jinx is not a victim, and she'll even herself say this. But the way she's been portrayed in the show, it kind of bugs me that she's like, you know, instead of turning to Roxanne and say, go fuck yourself. She's like, why do you not like me? And that to me...
Oh, that's like
it's a little.
Can I be honest? It just doesn't come off as genuine. I would just be like, "Bitch, you're coming for me. I'm coming for you."
Yeah.
Look at that nose.
Well, and that's the thing about it is that those queens all kind of attack each other on that show, and so when you're taping that, you don't get to see how you come across on television. You don't get to have the foresight of, you know, the perspective of watching yourself throughout the series.
Right.
So you're just dealing there in the moment. And I think, you know, if I were in that situation, I probably would not try to engage in an argument with these queens. I'd just be like, why are you talking to me that way? I thought we were friends. So it's going to be a very close call. I know we called it in favor for Jinx early on in the show, but now the official Feast of Fun stance is it's too close to call. And if you really want Alaska to win, you need to tell RuPaul. Tweet, because RuPaul doesn't check anything except Twitter.
Really?
Tweet to RuPaul on Twitter. Yeah, tell her, I want Alaska to win. Or do you want Jinx to win?
Do what you want.
Or if you want Roxy to win.
This is what's going
to
happen. One of them's going to win. It's probably going to be Jinx. And then Alaska's going to get on All Stars, and then she'll win All Stars. So each of these fuckers are going to get $100,000.
Well, that's probably what's going to happen. Good for them.
That's what's going to happen.
Or not. Or Alaska will be so devastated that she didn't win that she'll just give up being a drag queen.
Forever?
Mm. Who are we kidding? All those girls are going to be making at least $100,000 in gigs next year.
They're getting coin.
It's a win-win situation.
Saltina needs to get on that show and bring me a check of $100,000.
I'm working on it, girl. I don't have enough money. to buy the honest.
You
got to
do what Alaska does. You take garbage and turn it into treasure.
Yeah, that's. I mean,
you take the Alaska, tragic and turn it into
pink,
magic.
Baby. Hold on a second.
She may say she's taking garbage and turn it into treasure. I've seen Alaska's wigs up close and in person, and those are $100 wigs.
Mm-hmm.
And those are several $100 wigs sewn together. I don't got that kind of money, but I'm working on it. We're working on it slowly but surely. Halle Berry could take a little, you know, a little lesson from Alaska's wig stylings. She pictures of her as Storm in the new X-Men movie have been released.
How does she look?
Busted.
Yeah. She is 47.
She don't look good.
She's 47,
yeah,
right?
She looks and good she's for 47. Pregnant.
She needs to use those Storm powers to knock that nasty wig off her head. She looks like Alaska's corporate realness after a couple nights of drinking and coking it up.
What's corporate realness?
It was like a short Annie Lennox kind of look that they gave in Storm, and it just looks terrible.
It's called executive.
Yeah, that does look like Annie Lennox.
Yeah, it's just icky.
No,
icky,
it doesn't
icky.
Look good on anyone, man or woman.
I've kind of fallen in love with Rebecca Martinson, and she's the girl from the sorority that wrote that awful, awful letter to the sorority girls, like telling them what awful people they are. And I guess she also had a Twitter handle, which has now been taken down because she's been exposed. And so exposed from this letter of being such a crazy bitch. Should we read the letter? Should we read some of it?
Yeah.
Meredith, can you portray this?
Sure.
You can do sorority girl.
Give a moment here. I could probably do sorority girl, right?
Some realness there.
This is a master bitch theater.
Master bitch theater. By the way, just in case anyone didn't, it's for Greek week, mm-hmm. which is a very serious week.
And so they're paired up with another. So the sorority is paired up with another with a fraternity, and they're supposed to do things together as like fraternity sororities.
What's the point of this Greek week?
To promote like fraternity,
it's to promote the Greek system. And
it's to encourage people to sign up.
It's also school spirit and all that junk.
So
there's
they have
a lot
like
of
socializers and mixers and stuff. Yeah. Well, she's the president of the chapter, and she's mad at the girls for not, I guess, living up to what they need to do.
There's a lot of specifics in the letter, and it's long. Do you want me to do the whole thing?
Start reading it, and when we get bored, it'll make you stop.
Okay. If you just open this like I told you to, tie yourself down to whatever chair you're sitting in because this email is going to be a rough fucking ride. For those of you who have your head stuck under rocks, which apparently is the majority of this chapter, we have been fucking up in terms of nighttime events and general social interactions with Sigma Nu. I've been getting texts on texts about people literally being so fucking awkward and so fucking boring. If you're reading this right now and saying to yourself, OMG, I've been having so much fun with my sisters this week, then punch yourself in the fucking face right now so that I don't have to fucking find you on campus and do it myself. She's just like, I can't even swear like this. She's so good.
She's really good.
This is like the conversation that you have when you're mad at someone and you're taking a shower and you're yelling at them like in the shower and you're winning the argument. This is what's happening right here.
I've been loving it.
I love it. I do not give a flying fuck. And Sigma Nu does not give a flying fuck about how much you fucking love to talk to your sisters. You have 361 days out of the fucking year to talk to sisters. And this week is not, I fucking repeat, not fucking one of them.
Keep going, girl.
She's wonderful. This week is about fostering relationships in the Greek community, and that's not fucking possible if you're going to stand around and talk to each other and not our matchup. Newsflash, you stupid cocks. Frats don't like boring sororities. Oh, wait. Double fucking newsflash. Sigma Nu is not going to want to hang out with us if we fucking suck. Which, by the way, in case you're an idiot and need it spelled out for you, we fucking suck so far. I hope I'm not annoying your neighbors.
I'm loving this.
I'm touching myself a little bit, girl. She's my new hero.
She's amazing. It goes on and on and on.
Keep going.
Keep going. I'm
really
thrilled.
Okay. Don't stop.
This also applies to you little shits that have talked openly about post-gaming at a different frat in front of Sigma Nu brothers. Are you people fucking retarded? That's not a rhetorical question. I literally want you to email me back telling me if you're mentally slow so I can make sure you don't go to any more nighttime events. If Sigma Nu openly said, yeah, we're going to go invite Zeta over, would you be happy? Would you? No, you wouldn't. So why the fuck would you do it to them? In front of them. First of all, you shouldn't be post-gaming at other frats. I don't give a fuck if your boyfriend is in it. If your brother is in it or if your entire fucking family is in the frat. You don't go. You don't go. And you especially do not fucking convince other girls to leave with you. But, first name redacted, you say in a whiny little bitch voice to your computer screen as you read this email, I've been cheering for all of our teams and all the sports, doesn't that count for something? No, you stupid fucking asshats, it doesn't fucking count. Do you want to know what fucking why? It doesn't count because you've been fucking up at sober fucking events too. I've not only gotten texts about people being fucking weird at sports, for example, being stupid shits and saying stuff like, dude, what's kickball? It's not fucking funny. But I've also gotten texts about people actually cheering for the opposing team. The opposing fucking team. Are you fucking stupid? I don't give a shit about sportsmanship. You cheer for our goddamn team and not the other one. Have you never been to a sports game? Are you fucking blind? Or are you just so fucking dense about what it means to make people like you that you think being a good little supporter of the Greek community is gonna make our matchup happy? Well, it's time someone told you no one fucking likes that, especially our fucking matchup. I will fucking cunt punt the next person I hear about doing something like that, and I don't give a fuck if you or me, I will fucking assault you. Oh, I'm not crying because your email has made me so, so sad. Well, good. This email applies to you in any way, meaning if you are a little asswipe that stands in the corners at night, or if you're a weird little shit that does weird shit during the day, the following message is for you. Do not go to tonight's event. I'm not fucking kidding. Don't go. Seriously, if you have done anything I have mentioned in this email and have some rare disease where you're unable to not do the things, then you are horrible, I repeat, horrible PR for this chapter. I would rather have 40 girls that are fun, talk to boys, and not fucking awkward than 80 that are fucking faggots. If you are one of the people that have told me, oh no, boohoo, I can't talk to boys, I'm too sober, then I pity you. Because I don't know how you got this far in life. And with that in mind, don't fucking show up unless you're going to stop being a goddamn cockblock for our chapter. Seriously, I swear to fucking God, if I see anyone being a goddamn boner at tonight's event, I will tell you to leave even if you're sober. I'm not kidding. Try me. And for those of you who are offended at this email, I would apologize, but I really don't give a fuck. Go fuck yourself.
That girl's got talent, and I gotta say, it's you incredible. Have talent too.
She's amazing.
Somebody needs to cast Meredith Ketchel in their next movie.
Yeah. I'll listen when to get a boob job.
So she also has some tweets out here. One of them is, it's been taken down. They're awful. One of the perks of going to class ugly is that the Mexicans working along the sidewalk don't try to talk to me. Hashtag fug for the win and hashtag not trying hard.
Wow.
Being overprivileged and white makes shopping in ghetto malls so fucking difficult. Hashtag Amex. I like my men like I like my karate movies. Vaguely Asian, but white enough that I can understand what they're saying. And then, bitch, don't you dare be asking me for extra mayo on your sandwich when you have six chins dribbling down your neck. Hashtag lipo. Hashtag I hate you. Hashtag eat less.
She's amazing.
That is Rebecca Martinson. Remember her name because she's going to become a reality TV show
star. She's
going to
write the next, like, Precious.
She's going to be like Valley of the Dolls. Who wrote Valley of the Dolls? Susan Summers?
Suzanne Summers.
Somebody like that. She's going to write or Sydney Sheldon. She's going to write some kind of crazy novel.
It's Jacqueline Suzanne.
That's who it is.
My God, one of the greatest gay camp writers of all time.
Yeah, Suzanne, Jacqueline Summers, Suzanne.
Jacqueline Suzanne.
Jacqueline Suzanne Summers.
That's a good drag name.
Jackie Jump Jump.
Here's a little tip for young drag queens. We just had the fat gay kid on the show.
We're turning him out.
Advice, come up with a drag name that is SEO friendly, like Manila Luzon.
SEO? What's SEO?
SEO friendly is don't use words that already exist. Because the problem is if you call yourself Alaska or Peppermint, or if you have a cuss word in your name, like Alaska Thunderfuck, it actually is going to hold you back. Mm. And maybe that might be the one thing, reason why Alaska doesn't win.
Titty sprinkles.
Change your name to like Alaska Thundervittles or something.
Anything.
Yeah, Thundervittles.
Thundervittles.
Of course.
That's my cousin, Alaska Thunder Vittles.
That's yeah.
a good name.
Yeah.
In the country of Iran, or was it, this is not technically, it's Kurdish Iran, which or are, Iranian Kurdistan.
Because the Kurds live in many countries. They live in Syria, Iran, and Iraq.
And so they have been protesting against the humiliation of men by dressing them up in drag, by dressing themselves up in drag as well, and
humiliation of women,
of men,
oh,
of men cross, because what in the country of Iran, Iranian Kurdistan, one thing that they do is that they parade criminals on the streets by dressing them in women's clothing.
Really?
Yeah, kind of like a dirty, dark version of RuPaul's Drag Race.
That's some serious forced feminization.
So the police, you know, will dress up a guy in women's clothes and parade him down the street. So the campaign entitled Kurd Men for Equality is a response to a sentence given to a convicted man by the Marwian County Tribunal Court last April. The campaign's tagline reads, being a woman is not a way for humiliation or punishment. And so men are dressing up in drag and posting pictures of themselves on Facebook and support, and they look like booger queens.
Well, they look like booger queens?
They're men in dresses.
Oh, yeah, so like when straight guys try and put on makeup and it's just blue.
No, they're not even trying to go for any kind of daytime realness. They're not even wearing makeup at all. They're just wearing like their mom's dress.
Ew, boo.
And part of the protest is also, of course, a violence against women. One supporter, his name is Namo Kurdistani, says on Facebook, "We should gather together and condemn the stupidity, brutality, and inhumanity against women. This is the least I can do to support women, is to dress up as one of them and look like a pretty lady."
Yeah.
And he carries tampons in his purse.
Yeah.
Like 40 of them.
He's like, I bleed so much, I'm such a lady.
Iran claims that it treats transgender people well, but an expert told...
yeah, I believe.
Well, they actually, they pay for your operation there in Iran.
But an expert said that the punishment in this case also indicates the stigma and discrimination trans people still face in the country, as well as being a sign of simple sexism.
Yeah.
So the thing, like they also say, though, there's a couple problems with transgenderism in Iran, is a lot of times if somebody's gay, they'll be like, you're trans. Like if you get a sex change, it's okay for you to have sex with men or to whatever. Sure. But like you can't be a gay man. You can't be an out gay man. Although everybody says everybody's having sex with everybody, you know. But and so the country will actually pay for your sex change operation. I don't know if it's a good operation, if it's like, you know, if it's real.
I have a feeling that they may say that just to trap people and then punish them and torture them. I don't know if the country is that progressive when it comes to transgender people.
Well, because they think it's like, you know, it's a medical issue. I don't know. I've seen interviews with some people that are trans, and one person I think felt kind of like pressured into getting the operation by the family. He's like, I was really just a gay guy, but they're like, you got to become trans.
What?
I know. It's.
And you think you have it hard on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Fucked up opinions on what's what.
Vietnamese police have seized 53 king cobras from a man's car in the capital, Hanoi, and arrested the driver.
Having a weird hobby.
Yeah, well, he was going to sell them. He was paid to transport them, the driver said. He was paid $50 in Vietnamese currency because the meat of king cobras is considered a delicacy in Vietnam, where hunting and trading the snakes is prohibited.
I wonder why it's prohibited. Are they an endangered species, or they just don't want them there?
They might be in an endangered species. I don't know.
I don't think they're endangered.
I can see them not wanting them there. Well, that's like a really good case of like, don't text and drive there.
The thing is, though, it's like, well, maybe they're not native to that area, so they get loose. I don't think they
are. King cobras are on the endangered species list.
They are?
Are they really?
Babies.
Well, for a good reason. I mean, come on.
Well, listen, those king cobras eat rats. They eat pests. You want those snakes around,
and probably because we are like killing rats on our own, that maybe that's part of the reason why they're endangered and their habitat's probably being destroyed. But man, I just, you know,
and because the snakes get an unfair reputation of being dangerous and poisonous, and people say, hey, I'm gonna make the world a better place by killing all the snakes,
like St. Patrick did in Ireland.
Did you see that Simpsons episode? You gotta protect the sexy slithery snake.
There was in Florida, there was a guy who was taking this family on a tour, and he saw one.
Oh, yeah.
Like
I
this
saw
anaconda,
that.
Like a Burmese python. Yeah, and so it was like 10 feet long. And
but he didn't know it jumping in.
He didn't know how big it was, but he recognized it as a Burmese, as a python, and they're not native to the Everglades, and they're destroying the habitat down there because they're eating like all the little rats and little birds and things, and like taking the, you know, food out of the mouths of the regular snakes that are there. So he went in to grab it because he was going to take it, you know, to the wildlife refuge. And so he got it, and then it just started wrapping its body around him. He was just like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Eventually, he freed himself, and I'm surprised he just didn't kill it right there on the spot.
He had a bunch of people with him that helped him, like, rip it off or whatever. I saw the video. It is gigantic.
Well, the kids that were there watching it said, oh, man, these tours are amazing.
Yeah, they thought it was part of it, because kids are stupid.
But snakes are frightening when you encounter them in the wild.
They really are.
One time
they're really big spiders. Ooh. Like,
We were hunting crayfish in this creek once, and to get crayfish, fish, some they hide under rocks, so you turn the rocks over, and then you're like, oh, there's, and then you can catch your little crayfish because it's just usually just sitting right there. And we turned over one rock, and there was a snake underneath it, and it was just like, we screamed and we ran, and then it just went because those snakes in the water are just so freaky.
Water snakes are my old roommate's like worst nightmare.
I just have chills going up my spine just thinking about that.
I printed out a bunch of pictures when she was sleeping once and put them like right by her bed.
There was another time we were at a water hole. At my friend's house nearby, and there was a rope swing, and so I'm on the rope swing. I go to swing on the rope, and then like I'm about to let go, and I see there's this water snake just going by the water. I'm just like, ugh!
Did you stay on the rope?
I stayed on the rope. I was just like, I'm not letting go.
No, those things are way poisonous.
Well, this is Pennsylvania, so I don't know if it was, but
well, one thing that's really dangerous and poisonous and challenging is the cinnamon challenge that people have been doing
have you guys
on
done
YouTube.
It?
No.
The U.S. Poison Control Centers has issued a statement this week saying, please don't do that. They've actually, on the Monday, let's see, in pediatrics, they've issued a report saying that at least 30 teens nationwide have needed medical attention after taking the challenge last year. The number of calls to the Poison Control Center has increased dramatically from 51 in 2011 to 222 last year.
So what happens to somebody when they do the cinnamon challenge? Really, it's 'cause you're breathing in the cinnamon and it attacks your lungs?
People with asthma or other respiratory conditions are at greater risk for having a result in shortness in breath and trouble breathing. And cinnamon is an irritant that when it gets into your lungs, it can cause choking, trouble breathing, and even collapse your lungs. So I'm glad that we've never, because we'll do anything to entertain people. And I did that condom snorting video, and that kind of like messed things up.
When I worked in a Japanese steakhouse, my friend Iyad, he's like, Mark, smell this. Is this okay? And it was like, it was new to the place, and it was wasabi. And so
that motherfucker.
He just had a big old thing of wasabi. And so I breathed it in, and I was just like, it totally burned my nasal passages.
It's extremely dangerous to do that. Please don't do that to people.
Yeah, so, it also made some kind
of... It's also extremely funny, so do it. No?
No, because they're going to get
hurt.
The
more you know... Yeah, all
the
right.
More
don't
you
get
know,
hurt. Don't
people.
Be a fucking pussy. Don't do it wrong.
Yeah, it was always pulling pranks. So one time he took like a bunch of like blue tip match heads and he did some kind of little bomb with like cleaners in the restaurants. We all actually had to like leave the restaurant while whatever chemical bomb he made
he
went
sounds
off.
Like a meth
really?
Dealer
he
meth
sounds hilarious.
He was a Palestinian
guy.
You know, they just know how to roll like that.
And Meredith calls that the job that turns around the most.
Yeah.
Futurama got canceled.
Oh,
I know.
After being canceled and being brought back to life and canceled.
Why did it get canceled? Can't it just live on Netflix or forever?
I know.
Like other things?
I guess it costs too much money to produce it. But I guess the producers and the writers don't have the heart in it. And so they're...
Oh.
It does kind of seem like that lately.
They're just let's kill it. Let's move on to something else.
But those cartoons are meant to live forever, like The Simpsons and South Park and Family Guy. And
I'm amazed.
They really are.
I got to tell you, people, like, you know, doing this podcast... We've been doing this podcast for 8 years.
No, this is our ninth year.
I lose count, okay? And the part of it is like when you do something over and over and over again, no matter how exciting and wonderful it is, even the most exciting job in the world can become, or the sexiest job in the world can become very boring and mundane. And so you always have to find ways to keep it fresh and innovative. And that sometimes means changing the show so much that fans of the show get turned off, that people might stop watching or stop listening. And but you have to do that in order to make it exciting and interesting for you. Otherwise, you go crazy.
People really don't like change, but they need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you look at like South Park, for example, if you look at the shows they're doing now versus what they were doing, you know, 15 years ago.
15.
I mean, it's a very different program. Yeah.
Oh, it's insanely different. It's topical. It's smart. It's still dirty. Mm-hmm. It's still like it has all the core things that it has, but it's an amazing show.
And I would say like anything that resembles what we do here in Feast of Fun is probably I saw that documentary on South Park and they work very much in the same way that we do.
6 days till
they work really hard. They put this shit out really fast and they, you know, try to hammer jokes and some of them are not very funny and some of them are really good. And then they get a chick every now and then to not make it look gay.
Yeah. Hey, that's me.
That's you.
Hi, that's me. Wait, this is a gay podcast? I have no idea.
I don't know, guys. We saw like a video. We were all screaming because we saw a porn video
that your friend was in.
Come Hungry Piss Whores.
That was horrible. Come Hungry
Piss Whores. If you Google that, it's like the second thing that came up for me.
They had to watch the video and then they saw.
Your friend is cute.
Yeah, my friend's really good looking.
What's your friend's name? Give him a shout out.
His porno name.
I don't know that he would like that.
Okay. He doesn't want people knowing he's a porn star?
I don't know his porn name.
He's the cute guy in that porno. Yeah, so if you look, it's go there and it's like.
He's the young, sweet looking.
They're having sex in the basement of a bar and there's just like, and it's fine. And you know, there's some ping and stuff. And you're like, okay, I can deal with that. And then you see the rosebud and it is the reddest of roses. And you're just like, a rose by any other
just
name.
Just all of us screaming. I'm trying to eat soup.
We're eating.
I literally just went, I screamed like for 30 seconds. It felt like it just went
it's
on.
Really
disturbing,
scary.
Sick,
really scary.
Crazy. And I'm a very tolerant person. I like fucked up crazy shit. But that was like, it looked like a torture video, like somebody being sliced in half.
Yeah, a little. Yeah, it totally did.
And you know, I was forced to watch those things because my dad was in Amnesty International as a teenager and he would like get documentaries of people being tortured.
All this gay porn.
Yeah, basically it was gay porn. And my mother would be like, don't show that to the kids. And my father's like, this is what's happening in other countries. They need to see reality.
The weird thing is, I don't know about you guys, but I'm like, I don't really ever have to feel like I have a need because I have lube around. I need to spit on an anus so much. Do you ever have?
It's about humiliating the butt.
Is that what it is?
Maybe. At least in straight sex, it's very like the man is like, he's being a man right then. Like,
he's spitting on it?
Yeah, he's like, he's ooh. Yeah. It's fine. There's no way to spit sexily, though.
Yeah.
Like, when they're like, you're on your back and they're maybe like on the edge of the bed and they spit, they do that like older brother thing where it like drips down a little bit because they have to aim it. It's gross. It's funny, but it's gross.
That's what your boyfriend does. With.
Yeah.
On our show 1780, Zooey Deschanel is not a terrorist. Lee Scott said, great show, but Fausto, you killed off Zsa Zsa Gabor. She's not dead yet, hunty.
Oh, it's Ava's the dead one.
Ava's the dead one. Zsa Zsa's still alive.
Yeah.
She's in like some kind of weird coma and like missing limbs, right?
Yeah, she's not doing great. She's just got like a rag doll.
We call her Peggy.
Because
she's missing
terrible.
Her limbs.
Oh, I got it.
A video footage of Reese Witherspoon is being arrested is making the rounds on the
internet. Oh, really? They actually have her being like, do you know who I am?
Not doing, but you know, being humiliated and handcuffed and
well, she awesome. There's no audio. Apologized and said, I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe I did that. And da, 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 da. I'm just
the
like,
shit that, like, that record is almost as funny as the sorority girl one. The shit that she was saying.
You know
oh,
who
it was awesome.
I am.
Love it. Somebody also commented on yesterday's show, rejuvenation tricks for the lazy. This one's from Michael. Okay, so I just finished watching this week's RuPaul's Drag Race. Everybody has an opinion about this. I want to give my breakdown why I think Alaska should be America's favorite drag queen. Let me get the easy part out of the way. Roxy Andrews does not deserve the title. She is a one-dimensional show queen. No tea, no shade. She is awesome at what she does by bringing pageant queen realness to the show. Flawlessly, I might add. But I disqualify her completely because of her attitude throughout the show towards Jinx. It was so obvious that she was using Jinx as a scapegoat for her own shortcomings and insecurities. That is not superstar behavior. Roxy is everything you would think of as a drag queen, which is the problem. This season's winner must bring uniqueness to the forefront. Hello, charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. Which brings me to the next queen. Jinx is like no other drag queen we've seen so far. Her costuming is not her strong suit, but her performances on the show, the talent, that will drive her career. My only negative criticism of her character is that when not on stage, she seems a little weak. A superstar must give realness on and off stage. I think she needs to gain some chutzpah to tell the queens like Roxy to go fuck themselves. Other than that, I would be happy to see her take the crown. The queen who has brought everything to the runway, on stage and off stage, is Alaska Thunderfuck. Alaska is downright badass bitch whose punk rock attitude and wits have made her stand out more than just Sharon Needles' life's partner. Her look is flawless and original, unlike Roxy's typical pageant look or Jinx almost there look on stage. In conclusion, Alaska and Jinx both have the smarts and personality to be the winner. I know you predicted that Jinx Monsoon would be the winner, which I think would help her with her confidence and future as a performer. But I don't want to undermine Alaska's manifest destiny. Politically, if she won the crown and the money, she and Sharon would rule the milky gay, or at least put down a down payment on a double wide. Work it, hunties.
I like that manifest destiny kind of comment, because that was the whole why they should take over Alaska. So. Manifest Destiny. That'd be a good title for her first album.
I'm really curious to see how, after Alaska's phenomenal performance, how the public is going to react and what's going to happen in the bars when they announce the winner on May 6th.
I can't wait.
Going to have Tintim, the intellectual drag queen on the show, to guide us through the ramifications, the intellect, the subtext of RuPaul's Drag Race season 5.
Why do you call him an intellectual drag?
That's what he describes himself as.
Oh,
because he's very academic.
I think he's doing like a presentation on it or a thesis or something.
Yeah, he's working on his thesis on it, and he's a working drag queen too. And he also wants to be on RuPaul's Drag Race, and he does this really successful video series of himself in drag talking about the show, which is fantastic. And out of drag, he's actually kind of cute.
So. Ooh, and he's a local boy.
He's a local boy,
I
yeah.
I like that.
So I like my local queens. I think Sissy Spastics should also be on the show. Mm-hmm. Cousin Wonderlet in San Francisco. Lady Bear. Perfidia in New York City. I mean, what drag queens would you like to see in season 6 of RuPaul's Drag Race?
Leave it in the comment section of today's show.
And do you think Meredith Ketchel's a skank or a classy lady?
You don't have to answer that.
her mom wants to know.
Yeah, my mom
was asking.
My mom knows.
Meredith, it's always a pleasure having you on the show.
Oh, I love you guys.
You are a sunshine of my life.
It's my hair.
Is it?
It's the hair.
Oh, yeah. The golden child. Mm-hmm.
You're going to be performing someplace soon.
Yeah. I'll be at Scars and Stripes in Berwyn on Saturday.
Berwyn.
That's Scars and Stripes is a bar.
Stars and Stripes.
So it's like
Cigars and Stripes. What the fuck am I saying?
What's the name of the bar?
Get the fucking gather. Cunt punt you. The name of the bar is Cigars
is that
and Stripes.
A real thing, a cunt punt.
Yeah, that's man. You ever get kicked in the badge? That's a cunt punch.
Does it hurt?
Boom. Yeah. Fucking
I figure
hurts.
Like vagina's like built like a tank to take it. Like if a guy's nuts get kicked, it fucking stops everything. You're dying.
Yeah. It still hurts. It's still my genitals. I don't know what you guys think they're
I've
like.
I've seen chicks doing kickboxing and they kick each other in the cunts and
it hurts like
they move
shit.
Forward. It does.
Yeah, okay. But we're not fucking pussies about it like you guys. Boom. I can't drop your mics because they're expensive.
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
Think of me as dropping the mic.
Well, we want to thank you so much, and thank you guys so much for listening to Mara Brian Sweetie.
Brian!
Yay!
And later on in the week, we're talking to a gay poker playing champion.
Ooh.
On how to win at poker.
That sounds very fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be interesting.
Awesome.
I don't know anything about poker, but Mark's a big
hard playing
freak.
I'll handle it, folks. Just don't get in the way.
I won't.
Okay.
The secret to winning at poker is you have to cheat.
And remember, get your Hunty t-shirt today at feastoffun.com/store.
Bye, Hunty.
Bye, Hunties.